Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
At night on the Free Talk Live Network with Nate and Charlie coming at you from Nashville, Tennessee. On our podcast every day, Good Morning Liberty, we do something called Dumb Bleep of the Week. Let's vote. Number one, by the way, is Hillary Rodham Clinton is her name. That's what she goes by.
Yeah, Rodman.
Rodman, she should be the president right now. You know, we could have her instead of Joe Biden because she definitely would have won re-election, you know, and we would have had 8 years of Clinton once again. And hey, you look back at Bill, people were pretty happy during Bill.
We got the numbers. I mean, we had peak employment.
We got the internet during Bill.
Participation.
Who knows what new technology could have been formed if we just would have had Hillary.
The budget was balanced.
You know. For a little bit.
Yeah.
Like 3 months they had a balanced budget.
The country's debt was minuscule. I mean, that blowjob really sent America off a cliff.
Gosh.
Ever since then.
Dang it. You see, that's why you should wait until marriage, folks.
And that's why women shouldn't be in the office.
But you shouldn't be married to this crazy person right here. Hillary Clinton is warning against Trump in 2024. You know why? Because he's Hitler. Just in case you're wondering.
They're still comparing
Trump
to Hitler. This is so ridiculous.
In fact,
I bet she supports Hamas, though.
No, she's all in for Israel, for sure. Let's just play a clip from The View. Hey, we had a View clip last week, and now we're going to play another one because the things on that show were a dumb bleep goldmine. Here we go, Hillary. Let's hear you.
People would get legitimately elected. Mm-hmm. And then they would try to do away with elections and do away with opposition and do away with a free press. And you could see it in countries where, well, Hitler was duly elected.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. And so all of a sudden, somebody with those tendencies, those dictatorial, authoritarian tendencies would be like, oh, okay, we're going to shut this down. We're going to throw these people in jail. And they didn't usually telegraph that. Trump is telling us what he intends to do.
While they're trying to put him in jail. They're trying to put him in jail. But he's the one.
Yeah.
Wow, this is funny.
We're still doing this Trump is Hitler thing. Like, is it just that he was going to be Hitler in his second term? And that was the problem. First term, Trump was not Hitler.
All the while, Zelensky's also canceling the election in Ukraine.
it's for democracy, though.
I know.
It's dangerous to have an election during this time.
That would just give Russia targets.
Oh, yeah. You know? It would.
People showing up to the polls. Just bomb the polls.
Is this whole Trump is Hitler thing going to work again? Probably.
I have no idea.
For some people, it's going to work. They're going to be, even though we had 4 years and he didn't put any more people in camps than the last guy. Okay. So we have the same amount of people in camps that we had.
That probably freed some people from camps.
Actually, there might be more kids in cages these days under Biden than there were with Trump.
Oh, I was talking about more prison camps.
Oh, okay.
Guantanamo and stuff.
I was talking about
ending the wars.
Migrants.
Ending the wars probably kept some people out of cages.
That's possible.
Indefinitely.
I wouldn't say ending the wars, but not starting new wars.
Right.
He definitely stepped up the bombing. And it was crazy, the whole Syria thing, where he wanted to get out of Syria, and they're like, no, we're not gonna leave Syria.
Yeah.
And then he's like, no, I want to get out of Syria. And they're like, yeah, we got you.
We got you.
Oh, we got you.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't worry about it.
We're gonna leave.
Say it louder. Yeah. We're gonna leave.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Anyway, dumb bleep number one goes to
Syria a lot lately.
Yeah. Man, it sucks to not live in the U.S. So here we go. That's number one. Let's get on to number two. This crazy thing happening. I don't know if they caught this guy yet, but Charlie, I don't know if you saw online, massive FBI manhunt, helicopters, breaking down doors, all kinds of stuff for this guy who participated in the January 6th insurrection. They found the guy that I guess people hadn't found yet, and someone tipped him off, and I think...
I mean, he looks like a Nazi.
What I learned... Well, I mean, He's got some of the qualifications of a Nazi. He's white. He's got blonde hair.
Blue eyes.
He's kind of blue eyes. So, yeah, kind of, he must be a Nazi. That's what I can
see. Probably the reason he was connected to the Jan 6 worst attack in American history.
From what I heard, this guy potentially, allegedly.
That is the face of hating democracy right there.
He pepper sprayed a cop on Jan 6, which almost destroyed our democracy in that pepper spray. It's a very strong spray. You know.
It was anti-democracy paper pepper spray.
So a manhunt is underway in New Jersey for a man wanted in connection with the J6 assault nearly 3 years ago. With helicopters overhead and police on the ground, including the FBI, the search continues for Gregory Yetman. That's a Nazi name if I ever heard of it right there,
exactly.
Gregory.
Nazi.
Law enforcement zeroed in on a home on Main Street in the Middlesex County of Helmeta, keeping the road closed for hours.
I bet lives right next door to Costco. Yeah.
It was scary, a neighbor said. I'm still on the edge, as you can see. That man who asked not to be identified said the commotion began around 6:30 a.m. I look outside. There's two guys with assault rifles. Two over there. They were all over the place. I walk outside a little bit. I ask the officer. He said, go inside. We didn't really know what was going on. It was scary.
I was scared, so I walked outside.
Yetman fled when the FBI was attempting to execute a warrant, hopping a fence into a heavily wooded area that authorities combed through all day. Now, this is something where it gets heavily...
They should have picked it instead of combed.
It gets heavily executed, or heavily escalated, because originally you're wanted for pepper spraying a cop and participating in an insurrection against your country, which gets you thrown in prison for life these days. And now he's running from the FBI, which has caused all kinds of more commotion. It's made him seem even more dangerous than he was beforehand. There's actually a news clip I wanted to play of them talking about this dangerous manhunt that's going on. And you just hear the fear in people's voices when they're talking about
this.
Is
he armed and spicy?
You know, the mayor of the town, because of the pepper spray.
Yeah.
I got you. The mayor of the town telling everyone to lock their doors, saying that this is a dangerous man on the loose right now.
That is let's now hear what going they got. On to its seventh hour.
SWAT teams and police have been on the ground in Middlesex County searching for a man wanted in connection with the assault on the U.S. Capitol nearly 3 years ago. This is happening in Helmeta, New Jersey. CBS 2's Jenna DeAngelis is there live with the latest on the search. Jenna.
Maurice and Christine, at this hour, police are still searching for that man. Investigators spent much of the day at and around the home behind me here. We're told the FBI was trying to serve a warrant, and he fled. With helicopters overhead and police on the ground, including the FBI, the search is ongoing for Gregory Yetman, who's wanted in connection with the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Law enforcement zeroing in on this home on Main Street, keeping the road closed for hours.
It was scary, and I'm still, you can see I'm on edge.
This neighbor, who asked me to keep his face off camera, says the commotion began around 6:30 this morning.
I look outside, yes, the officer.
Hey, man, I want to get to the mayor.
Police say Yetman fled when the FBI was attempting to execute a warrant. Spotswood's public school sheltered in place, although students were off today.
It was scary at first to know that the town was on lockdown and we didn't know why.
Ginny Werner got an alert on her phone.
No immediate threat to Spotswood residents.
It's just very...
Okay, so as you hear this, the school sheltered in place, even though there weren't any kids there, they got a text, scary text, said no immediate threat to residents. The mayor's out there telling people to stay indoors, and the FBI's like, yeah, we don't think the guy's dangerous. This just, the thing gets blown so much out of proportion because the guy fled now, which makes him into like a serial killer that's on the loose. And it's just, here's this guy who might have been there on J6 himself by looking at him, but I don't know.
Unusual for this town. This has been a very safe town. Not much ever goes on. And so this is a little...
It's still a safe town. The most dangerous thing there is the freaking FBI. Okay? That's why it's dangerous.
There's a guy running around with pepper spray.
It's assault pepper spray, though. You got to be careful.
Every female in this town probably has on her keychain. You know?
Dangerous weapon, that pepper spray.
overwhelming.
A command post has been set up at the Helmeta Community Center. The town's mayor says the FBI is determined to find Yetman. His message to residents:
if you know something or if you see something, say something, and certainly err on the side of caution. Most importantly, the safety of our community is paramount, and law enforcement agencies have reassured me that we are in a safe place right now.
The guy participated in a protest that turned into a riot 3 years ago, and now they don't know where he is. He's been there the whole time, and they're all acting like there's like a mass murder on the loose right now.
Yeah.
It's great. Good Lord. Doesn't the FBI have better things to do?
No.
Look at all the resources. FBI, ATF, all these people. Alcohol, tobacco, and mace cans.
A better thing to do than to find one of the perpetrators who tried to take down our democracy?
That's true. It's a very dangerous individual.
Is there anything greater that the FBI could be doing right now?
Their number one job is to keep us safe.
I mean,
so
I'm talking about destroying democracy here.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Speaking of destroying democracy, we've got dumb bleep number three. We just talked about different ways to fund wars like a week ago, mm-hmm. Using war bonds and letting people borrow the money. Well, I'd like to thank President Zelensky for being a listener and a subscriber to the show, because now he's out here asking for a loan. And that's how you know it's gotten really bad.
How you know he listens to the show.
Yeah, because we just brought this up. And that's how you know it's gotten really bad, because he's not just expecting all the free handouts anymore. Now he's literally going on the news to ask that he can borrow money from the American people. Let's just hear him talking about that. I think it's in English, pretty sure.
If you can't give us some financial support, okay, please give us a credit. And we will give you back money after the war.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I bet you will.
Yep. That's what I tell my friends I borrow money from, too.
Is it fake? I thought it was real. Let me check and see. If it's
Uh-oh.
Fake, then it's fake. But I saw this from what I considered up until now to be trusted news sources. So we'll figure that out. Oh, it's pretty dumb. That's for sure. I feel like I saw a couple news headlines talking about this. The problem with giving them a loan is that they're probably not going to exist in a couple of years. And so you want to get that paid back pretty quick, or get like you'd need like 300% interest on that, probably, like a good payoff. You want like maybe a 10-to-1 payoff instead.
I think you can buy Ukrainian bonds.
Yeah, they have bonds.
Yeah.
So just people aren't buying them.
Yeah, people, for some reason. That's weird.
Because you want to get paid back when you buy the bond, and it's tough to get paid back by a country that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So anyway, it's got to be pretty big interest. I take it, actually, this is kind of a white pill if it is real, because it means he knows that he's not just going to be getting these $100 billion payments anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's a good thing. Well, speaking of war and war funding, Taylor Greene is out there. Go ahead, Chuck. Number four.
She tweets, Israel is literally dominating in their war with Hamas after being brutally attacked, killing thousands of innocent people, and not one single American dollar has been spent on that war yet. Just think about that. Well, luckily for us, X now has this reader's added context.
Do we even need the community note for this?
No.
Like, everyone knows that we... What does she think they did with all of the other billions of dollars that they've been given? You know, we have to send, like, a special war appropriation for them, or they are not using any of our money. Like, oh, yeah, we sent them bombs last year, but...
We subsidize Israel all the time. All kinds of stuff. So the reader's out of context here. Not one single American dollar is false. Since World War II, the U.S. has given Israel $260 billion in aid. Much of it went to military, plus another $10 billion for their Iron Dome defense system, which they are currently using at this war. The grants acquire the buying of American tech.
Require, not acquire, I would say. It says acquire, but I think it would be require.
Require.
So, then they provide all their sources, which I appreciate them for doing that, but this is so clearly not true that they're not using American money.
This is a representative.
Yes.
In United States Congress.
She votes on what people to war with. She votes on what to do with your money. And I think she might be an idiot. I think that's pretty true also. I could post that, and community notes isn't going to touch it. I'll tell you that. I'll post that she's an idiot.
But you're right. Readers out of context. Truth.
Okay, something. I said Ron DeSantis earlier, but he's not getting the dumb. This is going to go to NBC News. Just not big Ron DeSantis supporters over here, but he got a fact check from NBC News, the mainstream legacy media, the ones that don't spread any misinformation or disinformation, anything like that. They just have the truth in mind all the time. So that's why they do these fact checks. Ron DeSantis said during the debate this week that he said, I sent planes over to Israel and I brought back over 700 people to safety, to which he probably got a round of applause.
Like he flew the plane over there?
No, he sent them.
But he said, I brought
the plane,
back.
The plane landed, and the guy got out. He said, I'm here under direct orders from the governor of Florida. No, I don't know exactly what happened. But NBC News said, fact-checking Ron DeSantis has claimed that
he's like, well, I got to bring my daughter.
I'll come with you under one condition.
God, what does he say?
I don't know.
Who put you up to this?
Crazy Willie.
Crazy Willie. Crazy Willie.
We're talking about a
this?
Movie, kids. We're talking about a movie from 1998 right now during Armageddon. The middle of the show. The fact check. From
afraid I don't know Crazy Willie, sir. I'm dead serious.
It's so sad. Have you seen recent videos of Bruce Willis? You know,
is that true?
Oh, yeah. He's full-blown. He's worse than Biden.
Did he get MS bad. Or something?
It's some kind of early-onset dementia thing. I don't know what it is, but it's sad because he's always been one of my favorite
just
actors.
Just did, like, Die Hard 6, like, 2 years ago.
Oh, Die Hard hasn't came out in a while. You're thinking of one of the other terrible movies he did recently. He did a lot of bad ones. Yeah, he's nonverbal now.
That's crazy.
For the most part.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Okay, fact check on DeSantis saying that he sent planes. NBC News says this is half true. DeSantis signed an executive order that allowed the Florida Division of Emergency Management to pay for Americans in Israel to fly back to the U.S., but the flights were organized by a nonprofit, and DeSantis' primary role was to fund the flights. Nearly 700 people were evacuated, according to the governor's office. So the fact that he signed an order that paid for the flights to take place anyway, I guess NBC decided was missing context or whatever because the planes didn't take off from Miami and go pick up people from Israel.
I think he's or lying. Whatever. I mean, I thought it was a lie.
Yeah, because sounded like a lie.
He said, I brought back.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like to me that you went there.
Kind of. Yeah. Well, he said, I sent planes.
And then he said, I brought back.
He didn't say, I rode in a plane. I flew in a plane, so half true. See, half the statement is true. I guess NBC News is correct. No, it's just really dumb that they have to. You're supposed to hold them in the highest regard at their legacy media status. And, of course, they're always talking about the misinformation you see out there all the time. And they pick this apart in a way that they would never do, by the way, if Biden signed an executive order that released a bunch of money to pay a nonprofit that was going to go pick up people from Israel and come back and to pay for those people. They would say, oh, yeah, Biden rescued all those people from Israel.
Yeah.
We can get a fact check, half true thing on it. But, of course, that's what we get these days. That's dumb bleep number 5, NBC News. That's great. Oh, community notes for the win. Once again, community notes says the governor ordered the evacuation via an executive order. The mechanics of how it was done doesn't negate the fact that the governor's statement is true. Well, thank you, Community Notes. That's great. Charlie Reed,
all right, number 6. Number 6 from Vox. The problem isn't inflation. It's prices.
Yep.
Imagine being so economically ignorant. I get it. Economics is boring. It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, it takes a while to get through. It's real boring stuff, which is why most people don't understand it, because it's boring. But then you get to write for a publication that's become decently large, and you get to tweet things like this.
By the way, the way that we measure inflation is in the increase in prices year over year, meaning the like that 9.1% inflation print was a mixture of different increases in prices from the previous year. So you're essentially saying the problem isn't prices, it's prices. That's what you're actually saying. Yeah. I read the article, and it's almost dumber just that this is the state of the world that we live in. The article said basically nothing except for the fact that people don't like that prices are high. And it was an article about how people don't like it when prices are high on things. I mean, they didn't even, to give them credit and not say that they're so terrible on economics, they didn't even talk about economics in the article.
So they really are they completely just ignorant.
Talked about prices being too high.
Yeah.
And that's it. Now, they did make one statement that was kind of funny, which is the fact that this first paragraph, the root of what's going on can feel obvious, blame inflation, which picked up in mid-2021 and throughout 2022. But that isn't really the issue anymore, at least not at the current rate, because inflation is coming down. The actual problem is prices.
This is actual misinformation.
Inflation.
Because inflation isn't coming down. Now, the rate of inflation is coming down.
Yeah.
But the
inflation is down, but it's inflation.
But it's still higher
mm-hmm.
than what it was even last year.
Now, once again, the way that we measure inflation is through price increases. We think about it like devaluing the dollar and stuff, and it does devalue the dollars that you have, but we measure it by looking at prices on things. And so when they say inflation is coming down, he could say price increases are slowing down, but the problem is prices, you know, and substitute that for inflation mm-hmm. because people, I think, just don't get it. But yeah, we still have inflation. If it's 3.7%, that still means that that's what prices are increasing on the basket of goods that they talk about. It's not 9.1 like it used to be, but it's still 3.7, which means the prices are still going up. There's nothing about inflation going from 9.1 to 3.7 that would mean prices would come down because of that.
You need deflation.
You would have to have deflation at that point in time. Yeah. So... okay.
You could also go back to 2020 or early. Yeah, I think it was 2020 during the CARES Act. You could go back and listen to our episodes from 3 years ago, and you could hear us talk about that inflation was coming.
Oh yeah,
we called it. I remember calling out all these modern monetary theorist folks. Like,
we say it's because of the money, but they know it's because greedy corporations raise their prices.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Exactly.
They didn't have to raise their prices.
No.
You know?
Dude, they have record
prices. If everyone would just agree to have a ceasefire on price raising for a bit, everything would be fine. So, okay.
But instead, we're killing innocent children with these prices.
That could be true. More Dumb Belief of the Week coming right up on Liberty and Nights on the Free Talk Live Network.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One en route to San Francisco, National Security Council spokesman John Kirby confirms what Israeli officials have been saying about Hamas and the function of certain hospitals in Gaza.
We have information that Hamas and the Palestinian Islamic Jihad use some hospitals in the Gaza Strip, including Al-Shifa, and tunnels underneath them to conceal and to support their military operations and to hold hostages.
President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping are meeting in California on Wednesday to discuss a wide range of topics, which includes a deal to crack down on fentanyl trafficking. Republican Missouri Senator Eric Schmidt joins Fox Business to say he believes the deal will not work.
It's not like this is going to stop the flow, and I also don't believe China that they're going to crack down.
Dave Collins, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Night with Nate and Charlie. We're in the middle of Dumb Belief of the Week. Let's get going with number seven. Number seven, we talked about this earlier in the President Trump and the American Academy. Mm. The American Academy.
When are all the Trump supporters going to realize that this dude is just a Democrat from New York?
They don't care because they don't have any actual principles. Like, they care that he technically runs as a Republican. And so he's not a Democrat.
He calls the media fake news.
He's a Republican. And then they care because they are obsessed with Trump and because he punches back.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They don't care what he could literally. Trump could come out and say he wants Medicare for all. And they'd be like, freaking Medicare for all. It's an awesome idea.
Yeah.
Tax the rich. They don't care.
Because Trump said it.
They don't have any actual principles.
I know. But I just, how can so many conservatives get duped? I just don't get it. Like, it goes against everything you grew up believing.
Mm-hmm.
We can't let this happen. It's time to offer something dramatically different. Under the plan I'm announcing today, we will take the billions and billions of dollars that we will collect by taxing, fining, and suing excessively large private university endowments.
What's excessively
large? And we will then use that money to endow a new institution called the American Academy. Its mission will be to make a truly world-class education available to every American, free of charge, and do it without adding a single dime to the federal debt.
This is no different from anyone else saying that they're going to tax the rich to pay for something.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same thing. You brought up on Monday or whatever day it was that we talked about this, that what happens when they run out of the money from those endowments? What happens when people take that money? First off, the endowments, a lot of it's invested in the market.
I'm sure most of it is.
You know, what happens when that starts to disappear, when they're having to worry about getting taxed? And then you still have the American Academy that needs whatever budget it's running on, which is going to be too high of a budget. And they don't have any more money to take away from these institutions. Also, because people have stopped giving the money and putting them into those endowments because they know it's just going to get taxed to run Trump University. And so they find other things to do with the money. The other thing is...
Man, gonna, next year is going to be so fun.
It's going to take them a while to put this together, to build it, you know. And
I mean, I'm sure the website is going to cost about $1 trillion. I mean, think about it.
And that's fine. You just tax...
To be able to have, you know, 100 million Americans on there taking classes?
You just tax the rich.
It's obviously people of color don't even know how to get on there because they don't even know how to use the internet.
This whole idea...
It's going to disproportionately affect people of color still.
See, that's another problem that we forgot, and I'm glad you brought it up, is that this university is racist.
It is.
In the first place, because black people don't know how to use the internet.
Yeah.
And so how
and
are
you'll
they...
You'll probably need a license, I bet, to sign up.
For whites only.
Yeah.
That's it.
You probably need a license to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
I bet.
More than likely. Yeah, they got to check your ID.
And we know,
you
know, based on the videos we saw, people walking around interviewing black people, that black people don't have IDs.
That's exactly what they all said.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We heard that.
Once they got done freaking out over this magical thing that was in front of them recording their faces, you know, because they'd never seen one before.
Yeah.
Then they were like, yeah, I don't have an ID.
Right. And we heard that from the left. I mean, that's coming straight from NBC. And, you know, they tell the truth.
The other thing is, by the time this is finished, Gavin Newsom is going to be running it because it's going to take him that long. And Trump's not even going to be the president anymore. And you're basically creating a streamlined communist university that the government can do whatever the hell they want with.
You just said
for all eternity.
Trump's not going to be president anymore, which means you think that he might be president.
If he wins, this is in the event that he wins the election. I don't think he will still.
This will never. I don't want to say that. I have a feeling that this has been like the plan all along
for Trump government. University?
Well, for government to fully take over education.
Oh, yeah.
Like K through everything. And, you know, they first took over the loans, right? And so now, after that, now they're going to fully take over. It's just going to be government education.
If he wins and if they did this, the crazy part about that is that they could take it all over and it would be the right and the Republicans that would do it and finish the process for them because they're going to be the ones allegedly that would build this. And then once they're out of office, they'll just put whatever the heck they want in that thing. Who knows?
Yeah.
Become a university. That's all it's going to be.
And based on history, governments are just really good at running everything. I don't know why we just don't have them do everything.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, they should. They should run every
single
thing.
Public utilities, public sewers, public internet.
Public internet.
Public housing.
For everyone. You go to those public housing places, houses are in tip-top shape.
Way better than this dump that I live in.
I know. So we should definitely do that. You're on to something there, Chuck.
Public food.
Oh, God, we made it to this.
This is number eight.
This is number eight. Here's a video of a girl getting pulled over. And that's all the information I'm going to give you. I wasn't able to fully watch the whole video earlier because I got too uncomfortable. And so here's the video.
2 months ago.
Okay.
I just got changed around.
Okay. Do you understand what's going on, though? Yeah. You're going in oncoming traffic.
I know, and I just decided that it was better just to turn around and really...
Okay.
But I'm sorry. I just have, like, really bad social anxiety and stuff.
I get you.
I don't want to step out whenever you're asking for stuff.
Okay. Well, we're past that. Just go ahead and step out.
As an Indigenous person...
Get back here, please. Miss Perry?
Am I... Well, I'm non-binary, so...
Okay. What do you go by?
Kai.
How can I refer to you tonight? Kai?
Okay.
Hey, I'm smelling alcohol.
I know.
How much have you consumed tonight?
Like probably 3 drinks.
I need to run you through some tests right now. Stand facing me, please.
But I just want you to know that I also have very bad social anxiety.
You and me both.
Okay.
Okay. Any recent head trauma, traumatic brain injuries, anything I need to know about?
Mental, yes.
Focus on my finger, please.
I am. You're just, like, trying to intimidate me.
I don't know how I'm trying to do that. This is the test.
As you know, as an Indigenous person and there's a bunch of shit going around, I'm sorry, but it's just for me to be on my toes.
I get you.
Can you remember that I told you that? and non-binary.
Yeah, I'll try my hardest. I'll refer to you as Kai, right?
Yes.
Perfect. I need to know if you have any injuries or anything that would prevent you from doing a standard walk or turn tonight.
Mental health.
Any physical injuries?
Mentally, yeah. Okay. Mental, PTSD, depression, anxiety.
I get you.
What else?
Now with your right foot, place it in front of your left in a heel to toe touching manner with your arms by your side, just like this, ma'am.
Not call me ma'am, please.
I'm trying my hardest.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
It means a lot to me.
I'm trying my hardest.
I don't feel like it means, so.
Okay.
It's kind of triggering.
Right foot in front of your left. Nope, go back.
I'm sorry, that's not a whole man thing, just like...
I apologize. Let's see if we can move forward from it. You have zero questions?
No, but I just wanted to tell you that I suffer from really bad anxiety, especially...
And memory loss, apparently.
With generational trauma and PTSD around...
Generational trauma!
White people and cops, like...
White people and cops.
It's just...
I'm going to speak with you right over here, okay?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead and place your hands behind your back.
Don't, dude.
Don't make
it
hard.
Please.
Don't make it hard.
No, no.
You're going to get a resistance.
Dude,
You're going to get a
resistance. I don't.
Don't resist.
Don't.
Listen to me. Don't resist.
Don't. You're being a white man and... No, I followed all of your shit. Like, I'm an indigenous person. Like, fuck you guys.
There's nothing to be afraid of.
Yes, there is. It's called
I want more. Yes. This is what we're producing, folks. This is it.
Defund colleges. Get everyone out. Homeschool your kids. Turn off the internet.
Yeah.
Just. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
She pulled...
Every manipulation tactic.
Non-binary goes by Kai, so she was triggered because he said ma'am.
Well, Kai was triggered, not she.
Whatever.
You're trying your hardest.
Yeah,
I'm trying
my hardest.
Can we move forward? Can we move forward from this?
Props to him for handling that, by the way.
Yeah, you did a really good job.
He stayed calm.
Yeah.
And I do like that underhanded smart ass that he did. Like, let's just try to move forward from it, you know. She kept.
I think out of it is. I just would have been like,
say she,
shut up.
Yeah.
You know? I mean.
You're being a white man.
She should have never. She should have never consented to the searches as a libertarian.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, don't consent. If you didn't want to. If you didn't want to
get arrested anyway.
Yeah. But that's fine. Just be like, hey, I don't consent to doing these tests. You don't have to be indigenous for that.
Indigenous.
You don't have to be non-binary for that, you know?
Oh, my God.
It's just, God. It's the victim mentality.
I know.
That they've created.
And she somehow thought that was going to, you know,
keep
make him go away at that time.
Keep her from getting a Dewey.
So, okay, something else that we mentioned on Wednesday, but I wanted to talk more about the critique of Mr. Beast. That was number 8, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
This is number 9. Mr. Beast built 100 wells in Africa, providing clean drinking water for 500,000 people. Activists say his...
But now he's monetizing those videos,
mm-hmm.
You know.
Activists say his actions shamed the Kenyan government and helped perpetuate the stereotype that Africa is dependent on handouts. Yeah.
Just like that whole village threw a welcome party.
They were so upset about making the Kenyan government look bad. You know, no, sir, we do not want your water.
Yeah.
No, the Kenyan government might feel bad.
We're willing to die until our government can get here to drill these for us.
We don't want to perpetuate the stereotype. Okay. Aspiring Kenyan politician Francis Gaito criticized Donaldson, is his real name, real last name, video, saying on X that it perpetuated the stereotype that Africa is dependent on handouts and philanthropic intervention.
Doesn't mean they're dependent on it, but do they have clean water or not?
Yeah.
You know, for thousands of years, we didn't have clean water. You know, sanitation killed a lot of people.
A lot of people.
By the way. And it wasn't until, I believe, the Greeks and the Romans and, the Incas, they developed, you know, aquifers and stuff, aqueducts, to help with that because they realized,
it's like, really when people realize that you don't poop uphill.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You know, you want to go end of the line.
Yeah.
End of the line
for
the water.
And that could have taken generations, by the way.
Oh, yeah, it did.
You know, people got sick and like, oh, I don't know why we're sick. And then you noticed, eventually someone noticed, somebody got smart enough, you know, and they were like, oh, people who keep going to the well or the stream, at the lower end of the stream, they're the ones that keep getting sick.
Yeah.
And then, you know, eventually. By the way, you can only go like 3 or 4 days without water before you die. Maybe a week.
I thought it was 11 days total.
I don't know. No? It's not much.
Is it not that much?
It's not much.
Remember that one time that politician went like a whole day when he was, it was like 12 hours or so. Some critics have accused Donaldson, that's Mr. Beast, of exploiting vulnerable people to generate views and revenue. But he said on X that I'm always going to use my channel to help people and try to inspire my audience to do the same. So that's this.
A general rule of thumb is a person can survive without water for about 3 days.
3 days. Okay.
There you go. Can go longer. It depends. It obviously depends because every human's different. But general rule of thumb is 3 days.
Okay. 3 days.
So
I don't know where I heard 11.
This is literally an actual need.
Yeah. You got to have it. And it needs to be clean.
Yeah.
You know? And you need to not spend your entire day carrying water back from the Schitt's Creek that you're going to get your water from.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the name of a show. You didn't guess.
I know. That's how I said
Schitt's
it.
Schitt's Creek.
I said the show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me see. One of the people who has also been working to do wells in Africa praised Donaldson for shining the spotlight on the need for clean water, but warned that the issue is sustainability. It's one thing to go in and install the well. It's another for us to go back to 3, 4, 5 years from now and see if the well is still functional. 60% of the wells are broken when they go back and people go back to drinking from the creek. Okay, it's still good that he put them in there. Like, before you can talk about maintaining and repairing wells, there needs to be a well.
Maintenance and repair.
Step one before you fund maintenance and repair on wells is that there is a well to maintenance and repair. And by the way, even if the well works for 4 years and then it breaks, there's 4 years worth of people drinking clean water. And when you're talking about 500,000 people, you could probably save like 10,000 people's lives by letting them drink clean water for 4 years, you know,
at least.
So it's still good. You don't need to find a way to make it not good. You know, it's a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So let things be good.
That's like saying we should be allowed to murder babies because they might end up in foster care.
Yeah, exactly. You don't want them to be poor.
Right.
Terrible.
No one ever successful has come from foster care or adoption or anything like that. Yeah.
No one. Okay, number 10, right quick.
Oh, I saw this.
Now, you might think, if you're watching, that this is a video of a child who went to a football game and put on eye black, I believe they call it. You face paint to keep the sun from, I don't know, I've never played a sport.
Or the lights.
In my life. Lights.
From reflecting.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
But when you're not playing the football or whatever, you're just going there and kind of supporting the team. Like, you're looking up to your heroes out there, the gladiators on the field, and they're all wearing it. And so you want to wear that as well. You might think that that's what you're looking at, but what you're looking at is the face of white supremacy right here. Because this kid, this is not a old photo of Justin Trudeau. This is a photo of a kid
or Robert Downey Jr.
who put eye black on his face to support the football team and got suspended for blackface. Oh, these are all pictures of people who put on a whole bunch of crazy face paint when they play football. Some of them are white. Some of them are black. In fact, there's a white guy sitting next to not a white guy right here. And I don't know if this guy got in trouble or not. And here's this white guy. He's like, oh, God, they caught me wearing blackface. You see that face right there. No, it's just something that you do when you're sportsing. But in 2023, this is too close to wearing blackface. I guess. So the middle schooler suspended and banned from sporting events after being accused of wearing blackface.
So ridiculous.
This is a thing. This is a thing that happens. This is a photo of the student in question taken at Friday night football game. He wasn't the only student to have painted a face there, and there were no reports of him displaying bad behavior at the game. In fact, security guards and police officers were present the entire night without incident. He didn't try to lynch a single black person the whole time. One security guard, who happens to be of African-American descent, even reportedly joked with the student to make his spikes bigger by adding more paint. It wasn't until the student's parent was called into the principal's office the next week that there was any indication that there was an issue with the student's face paint. Convinced it was a misunderstanding, the parent explained that a fellow student had painted the 13-year-old's face as an expression of school spirit. The style of paint for sporting events had become a trend on TikTok and showed the above photo to the principal. Unfortunately, the principal remained adamant that the suspension of the student would be necessary, and the photo proved to be blackface.
God. I don't even know what to say.
I know. It's so, you know, he goes to the game. Do you think anyone...
Like, as his parent, you know, your first reaction, how do you not, like, burn down the school?
Yeah.
You know? Or just, like, punch the principal right in the face.
Yeah.
You know? I'll show you blackface. How about two black eyes?
Did you say black guys?
Black eyes.
Black eyes. Yeah. Okay.
Broke my nose.
Do you think anyone at the game had a problem with this? Other than the school administrators who've sat through hundreds of hours of DEI training and critical race theory training.
I guarantee you someone that doesn't even go to the school saw a picture, sent it into the school with a big complaint, and then the school has to do something.
Mm-hmm. Or just the principal's crazy.
Yeah, this is a problem, you know, with this. I'm glad you brought up DEI, because this is a problem with DEI. Okay. I went to a conference this week and was the opening session was on DEI.
The opening session of the conference.
The opening session was about how including DEI is good for your organization so that you can hire and keep talent. Now, I have to say, the entire presentation was good. It was really good. Like, having empathy for people, trying to understand that people have different backgrounds and they think differently than you and all that stuff is great.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fantastic. The problem comes in when they try to force it.
Yeah.
Because the entire time this guy spent was about how you shouldn't force your morality or lived experience on someone else. That you should try to be curious and not judgmental of someone else's morality or lived experience. And then you can kind of bring those together. But the problem is they want to force it.
Yeah. Their morality and lived experiences on other people.
By stealing your money. Right?
The person probably got paid a crap ton of money to go give that speech, by the way.
They want to steal your money to then, like, forcibly put certain people in certain positions based on background and skin color and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, it's dumb. You should always want the best person in each position. Like, you should be a meritocracy.
It doesn't.
The best person is the one who is in that position, not... Shouldn't have anything to do with the freaking color of their skin or the junk in their pants.
And then they won't ever admit that it can go too far. Right? So, like, they talk about, the you know, having diversity of thought, and you should think about, you know, how you put a team together to make decisions when there's issues or whatever. And I'm like, imagine, and we talk about this just with, you know, labor unions and stuff. There would be no companies that would exist because if you put every decision up for a vote so that you had diversity of thought for every decision the company was going to make to make sure all that diversity of thought got included.
Most of the time, the diversity of thought is, should we do this or should we really do this? It's never like, you know, their diversity of thought doesn't extend to, well, should we have a Republican and a Democrat and a Libertarian come to an agreement on this program or this thing? They're like, no. Should we do this or should we super do this?
Yeah.
You know, are we going to do it badly or are we going to really destroy everything. You know, those are that's their diversity, mm-hmm. just degrees of terrible thing they want to do. So, okay, let's get through the votes real quick. We'll go through the different things that are on here. Get your votes in. We've got...
Or don't vote. I don't care.
Yeah, whatever you want to do. Number one is Hillary Trump Hitler. Number two is the FBI manhunt for the super dangerous pepper spray, serial pepper sprayer. Number three, Zelensky needs a loan. We don't know. That could be AI or something. I'm not sure which one it is. Number four is MTG, and we haven't given Israel any money for this war, you know, so they're doing great so far. Number five, the NBC DeSantis fact check. Number six, it's not inflation. It's the prices that are the problem. It's not the prices. It's the prices. Number seven, Trump's American Academy. Number eight, I just called it Snowflake. But whatever you want to call the indigenous non-binary. I saw a really good thing on it. I don't know where it was, but they're saying everyone is either, you know, if you believe in the non-binary thing, then you believe that everyone is either binary or non-binary, which means it's binary once again, you know. So if you're non-binary, you're either non-binary or you're not, which is binary once again. Anyhow, that was number eight. Number nine is the Mr. Beast, and number 10 is... blackface.
All right, get your votes in. Cool. And while the live group is voting...
Snowflake wins.
Yeah, that's true. So,
yep. Already can tell you. We've called it with...
Her name is Kai!
With 80% of the votes in, Kai has won. Not Guy. Kai.
Not ma'am.
No, not ma'am. That's this week's Dumb Bleep. And that is this week's Liberty at Night. If you want to hear more from myself, Nate, and Charlie, then go to our daily podcast, Good Morning Liberty, on your favorite podcast app, or you can listen to us again next week on Liberty at Night on the Free Talk Live Network.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.